Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, here we are. This is our last break of the day for today.
What a day.
Thank you to everyone. Steve?
You know, my closing remark today is going to be shout-outs.
Okay.
I just want to throw some love out there. I may miss a few, but I would just want to throw some love out there, man. And to get it started, I'm going to throw some love to T.I. King of the South. I am not a hip-hop connoisseur. I am not the person that you ask hip-hop culture questions of. I can't rank them. None of that. Because, you know, I was watching this thing online where they were talking about rank your top 10 rappers of all time. And these dudes was naming names like, wow, Uncle, who is that? Because I'm not as versed in hip-hop. Now, you ask me R&B, I got it for you. But, you know, like my top rappers of all time is Tupac, Jay-Z, Ice Cube, LL.
Legends, yep. GOATs.
Nas.
Yep.
Oh, Eminem. Mm-hmm. 50. You know, all the cats I know is just, you know, I hear everybody talking about Rakim. I miss that thing.
Rakim was
Public
a beast,
Enemy.
Though.
That's how cold Rakim
Most
is.
Deaf, you know. Yes. But I do know one thing, and even though I'm not a hip-hop person, from Atlanta to Bed-Stuy all the way to Crenshaw. What? Boy, shut up. Shout out to T.I., man. Shout out to T.I. And I don't know nothing about hip-hop. I really ain't no connoisseur. But when I hear a heater, I know what a hit is. Now, do you know in less than a year, God willing, I'll be 70?
Yeah.
But I said I wanted to do some shout-outs, man. I just want to send out some love. You know, so many people get on podcasts and go down the list and they doing all this hate and they go viral. Hate always go viral. Uh-huh. This ain't going to go viral because this is love. I want to shout out some comedians, man, that I don't think get all their flowers. And this ain't in no particular order at all. I want to shout out, ladies and gentlemen, Mike Epps. That boy right there, man. I was going through some clips and he was doing the show out at Golden State and Steph Curry was in the audience. And he said, hey, man, shout out to my man, Steph Curry, man. He be out there just playing like he don't even care. Like he 10. He be just throwing the ball up, running, got that thing in his mouth. And I was sitting there laughing so hard at it. Helps, man.
He's
just
so
for
cute
just
too,
for that brand of comedy, man.
Yeah.
Shout out to the two kings that's still out there rolling. D.L. Hughley. D.L. Hughley's last special that was on Showtime was
Clear?
So good, man. So good. D.L. Hughley's last comedy special on Showtime. Said the Entertainer, who to me, is the funniest person I've ever been around. I've never been around a person that's funnier than Cedric the Entertainer. I just never sat, because we were too many years together on the show and stuff. That dude has said stuff to me, man, that has made me, seriously, I thought I had threw my stomach up one time. Seriously, man.
So got your
this boy
blood.
Had me laughing. So I want to send a shout out to Ricky Smiley. His last comedy special was sheer brilliance. If you just want to do some good old school laughing like we used to do comedy, shout out to Dion Cole. Man, Dion Cole's special is as good as anything I've seen in a long time. And I mean
yes,
that.
Sir.
Shout out to Rock. Rock's last special with the all white on. I dug that. I'm going to tell you, it's a new cat out there, man. I got to give a shout out to and some uplift too. Country Wayne I want to send a shout out to Country Wayne, man. He made his mark on the internet and translated that into a comedy special, which I thought was sheer brilliance. I've always shouted out 85 South. They did something I never thought would ever be done in comedy. They did an improv troupe, and they all individually funny cats, man. I know a Quake, legend. Legendary Quake. To the guy who taught me comedy, if it was not for J. Anthony Brown, I'm not here today. And I'm just going to tell you flat out, I'm not here. And then last but not least, the two that's on these shows, these two young fools that's out here trying to make a mark, Kill Spates and the legend that is Nephew Tommy. They out there, they selling out shows now. They making their mark in the comedy world. I just wanted to send a shout out. I know I'm leaving somebody out, man. Of course, Chappelle, but Kevin Hart, but, you know, but I'm talking about them cats that's out there still grinding. Don't get all the lights that them cats get. Just shout out, man. That's all. Just some love in my closing remarks today, man. Let you know some cats out there, man, that's still doing it. And Samora, Lord have mercy, Samora. The funniest woman I've ever seen in my life was Adele Gibbons. I've never seen a woman. And I'm going to tell you something else, man. When Monique was doing comedy, she was special. That girl was special. And last but not least, please, my girl, Cheryl Underwood.
Yes, sir.
Can't forget Cheryl. Just a lot of people. I just want to do some love. That's all. I probably do have to do another list tomorrow because I'd have left somebody off. Just want to shout out to the people who do comedy myself. Those are my closing remarks today. Hope you enjoyed it, man. Just love today. Hey, man, send somebody a shout out. Give somebody some flowers today. You did?
Pass it on.
Do that. Steve Harvey Morning Show. Peace.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The Recap Show is an inside look into the world of global soccer and women's sports.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.